Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to be starting the series of explaining how to go soul winning. And I want to start off with a video just explaining what soul winning is and why we go soul winning, why it's important, and why you should do it as well. Before you understand and learn how to do it, you should probably understand why you're doing it, right? So the term soul winning comes from a verse in the Bible, Proverbs 11, verse 30. It says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." So what that shows us is that the fruit of a Christian, somebody who's been made righteous by faith in Jesus Christ, what we're supposed to bear as Christian, that fruit is another Christian, right? So that's winning souls, leading somebody else to become a Christian, basically. That's why we call it soul winning. It's also called evangelism, which basically just means to preach the gospel. But of course, the goal of preaching the gospel is to lead somebody to believe in Jesus Christ. It's not just preaching it for the sake of preaching it, but so that people can get saved, right? So that's essentially what soul winning is, the practice of preaching the gospel to get people saved. And soul winning has been done by believers since the time of Christ, right? Christ himself said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." We see when Jesus was on the earth, the Bible tells us how he went about and he preached the gospel of the kingdom, right? And he even told his disciples, who were there during his ministry, to do the same. He said, "As you go, preach," right? And then after he rose from the dead, he told us to continue to do that. And I'll get more into that later. But basically, soul winning, it's not an optional practice in the Christian life. It's not just something we do just to do it. It's not an exercise. It's an actual command of Jesus Christ. So why do we go soul winning? Because it is a command of Jesus. But also, those Christians who are faithful in bearing fruit and getting people saved will earn rewards in heaven. And the Bible tells us this as well. Also, it is necessary to get the lost saved to preach the gospel to them, because if they don't believe the gospel, they will go to hell. And anybody who's saved knows that to be the case, right? But the thing is that people can't get saved on their own. The Bible says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for it is foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned," right? And so it says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Somebody gets saved by hearing the word of God preached. They can't just read the Bible and come to the knowledge of Christ on their own. Not only that, but it is one of the main purposes of life. The reason why we're here as Christians is because God wants us to bear fruit. It says in John 15, verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples." So God wants us to bear fruit, and the Bible says if you do that, you'll glorify God, right? So firstly, just to go into more detail about these points I just mentioned, Jesus commanded it, right? Soul winning, like I said, it's not an optional, it's a commandment of God for every believer. It says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And then in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus also says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So Jesus Christ very clearly taught that somebody who is saved, they should go and teach all nations, and then the person that they are teach, which would be to preach the gospel to them, they are to get baptized, and then teach them to observe the same thing, right? So basically, it's the saved should go out and reproduce by preaching the gospel, and this is also known as the Great Commission, right? So that also shows us that it's not just for the disciples of Jesus's day to preach the gospel. It's not just for pastors and preachers, but he told his disciples that those people who you get saved and baptized, he says to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. That includes the commandment to go out and preach the gospel, right? So it's not for some Christians, but it's for every Christian to share the gospel and to get people saved, right? So if you know for sure you're going to heaven someday, if you have believed in Jesus Christ alone as your savior, and you believe that he's given you eternal life, if you know for sure that you're saved, then you should preach the gospel to others so that they could be saved as well, because God commanded it. Not only that, but we're the lost's only hope, right? The word of God's very clear that people can only be saved by hearing the word of God preached. Like I mentioned earlier, they can't just read it and get saved on their own. They have to hear it preached from the mouth of a saved believer. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It says also in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but if incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So the Bible says that the gospel is to be preached by the word, and somebody's born again by that incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, right? So when somebody hears the gospel based on the word of God, that's how they get saved. So the Bible also talks about how if our gospel be hid, it is hid unto them that are lost, right? Because it's something that we have. It's something we have the knowledge of. We need to share it with other people. The Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech you by us. It says God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, right? So that's our job as Christians, that we are supposed to go out and reach people for Christ and to win people to Christ, because that's our job, right? That's the ministry that God has committed unto us. Not only that, but if you obey that commandment and you go out and seek the lost and get people saved, the Bible teaches that there will be rewards in heaven for that. It says in Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 to 27, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father." And Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, the Bible says, "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works," right? So once we're saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to earn rewards in the kingdom of heaven by doing the works that God has commanded us to do, right? And the work that is repeated constantly in the New Testament for Jesus, what Jesus tells his disciples to do is to go and preach the gospel and to bear fruit and to expand the kingdom of heaven, right? So that's the most important work a Christian could do. And that's something you need to do if you want to earn rewards in heaven, right?